Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, President. My delegation aligns itself fully with a statement that was made by the European Union. And very briefly, we'd like to, in our national capacity, congratulate Ambassador Jill on the excellent work he carried out guiding the work of the GGT. And I believe it created a very good foundation for our future work, focusing on IHL in this area of laws. Now, the question is, what do we do in the future? Well, the first impression that we have is that, indeed, this is a very serious issue, and the speed with which technology is advancing should force us to focus on this issue. And the recommendation of 2 weeks of 5 days each for the work of the group, I think this is something that is simply a necessity. But also, we're asking the question, what do we do next? Because we cannot lose this opportunity to continue to work to consolidate international humanitarian law. And we see that not all of the proposals that are made by delegations receive the necessary consensus. And this is why we're wondering, how can we move forward being realistic and pragmatic? And the mandate of the GGE, as decided by the previous review conference, is indeed the foundation for a mandate that is the lowest common denominator. And with this, what are the specific steps that we can make? I think a political declaration can be useful to consolidate the commitment that we're showing and also create transparency and trust, leading to the exchange of experience and best practices to see how science and technology are moving forward in the area of artificial intelligence. These are specific steps that could be decided on the basis of consensus, avoiding a situation that we have to deal with areas where divergences are still quite significant. They should not prevent us from moving step by step, making even incremental steps, but we have to move forward. We cannot put these issues on the sidelines of this convention. And these are the views of my delegation, and I think that I do hope that everyone agrees.